A grassroots effort. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
These policy development meetings is where our grassroots organization starts out. This is where anything that we want to do for policy develops.
Well, it's that time of year again, time when Farm Bureau members are gathering across the state at policy development meetings discussing topics important to farmers and rural communities. Glenn Tippett, Carroll County Farm Bureau President, attended the meeting in McKenzie, Tennessee.
If you're going to be a grassroots organization, any ideas or policy has to start at the bottom and not start at the top. I think the people that are out there in the counties and all over the state know more about the issues that are local.
Mr. Tippett grows close to 5,500 acres of corn, cotton, wheat, and soybeans and has been an active Farm Bureau member for many years. He says the meetings provide farmers the chance to share what's happening in their local areas.
When you're only about 2% of the population, one person is not going to get much recognition, but that 2% can group together. I think you can get your word out and get some respect from the government world.
Mr. Tippett also believes this benefits the organization because lawmakers and industry folks understand that the policy Farm Bureau is advocating for is directly from the members themselves.
I know when you go and talk to legislators at Nashville, they have a lot of respect for the Farm Bureau because they know we're grassroots, that we're an organization that doesn't just come up with an idea out of the blue, that we think it through and everybody sort of gets on board. And your integrity is what we've developed, and we've got to maintain that too.
Farm Bureau's policy process will continue through many stages from here and eventually conclude in December at the annual convention. Thanks for joining us, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.